With the help of a federal grant, a coalition of advocacy groups with Disability Vote 2004 surveyed 142 polling places. Inspectors, including several in wheelchairs, found access problems at more than 100 sites. One inspector, Ann Medeiros, says at one site in Milwaukee, the door with a wheelchair ramp was locked and was too narrow for most wheelchairs to use.
Essentially, they wouldn't have been able to get into the accessible entrance. They would have had to gone over to the other entrance and somehow ask another voter to go up the stairs of the main entrance and tell a worker that the other door needed to be open, and then hope that they could actually get through the door, even though the door was too narrow.
Groups that conducted the survey will use the results to work with city and county clerks to fix problems before the next election. Many disabled voters frustrated with not being able to get into their polling places have been casting absentee ballots, but Lynn Breedlove of the Wisconsin Coalition for Advocacy says they shouldn't have to do that because federal law requires polling stations to be accessible.
Access to absentee ballots is really not an adequate remedy for inaccessible voting places.
70-year-old Lila Kelly of Milwaukee agrees. She's been voting absentee for 10 years because she can't get into her polling place in her wheelchair. Now she's threatening to sue the city of Milwaukee to force them to fix the problem.
I just thought, you know, this is ridiculous. Why, going to the polls is kind of a nice thing to do. You see people you haven't seen, you see your neighbors, and you want to see who's moved into the neighborhood. It's a neighborhood social event as well as a civic duty.
On the bright side, disabled advocates say this year's survey also found a lot of poll workers that went the extra mile in helping disabled voters, including actually filling out the ballots for people who are unable to hold a pencil. That's an issue the state must address by 2006. Federal law requires that by that time every polling station must have at least one voting machine that allows anyone with a disability to cast their vote privately and independently. Less than half of the 700,000 disabled voters in Wisconsin cast ballots in the 2000 election. Advocates hope their efforts this year have increased that number. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.